A 21-year-old Winchester man is facing charges after allegedly giving a 13-year-old girl a tattoo. Brennan Motley was arrested Tuesday night for tattooing the body of a minor. Jacksonville Police Chief Deputy Chief Tim Shea says the teen is believed to have received the tattoo while in a city home several weeks ago. Shea says parents notified police after becoming aware of it.
Parents came in and advised us of what happened, investigated the incident, and as a result of that, we ended up arresting an individual for, in fact, tattooing this minor.
Motley refers to himself as the co-founder and owner of TNM Tattooing on his Facebook page. Illinois Department of Public Health spokeswoman Sheila Porter says there aren't any registered tattoo shops in Scott County, but individual artists are not required to have permits. Motley was charged with a Class A misdemeanor in Morgan County Court yesterday, meaning he could face up to a year in jail. He has a court-ordered appearance scheduled for next Tuesday.
Hi, this is Patrick Doyle. Is Mom hot? She is when the air conditioner isn't working. And Dad says when Mom's not happy, nobody's happy. Let Tom Doyle and the crew at Doyle Plumbing and Heating take care of your cooling needs this summer. Give them a call. Doyle Plumbing and Heating and Carrier, the oldest and most trusted name in heating and cooling in Jacksonville area.
Illinois College's Service Blitz is helping to aid at least 16 locations in West Central Illinois this weekend. The annual tradition of sharing and caring through service will be on display this Sunday when teams of IC students, faculty, and staff tackle a variety of projects throughout the community. Over 325 volunteers will be painting, picking up litter, doing landscape work, and other general cleaning projects. The Illinois College Service Blitz will be making stops at 8 Points Charter School, Community Park, Heritage Health Nursing Home, several District 117 schools, and much more. The majority of volunteers are first-year IC students, which always provides an additional opportunity to introduce students to the community. The 21st annual event begins at 1:30 p.m. As high school football season inches closer to the start of Week 1, questions regarding the history of a West Central Illinois school's mascot have been raised. Our reporting partners at WYCS ABC News Channel 20 travel to New Berlin to uncover how the name of the school's beloved mascot, the pretzel, began. New Berlin principal Hattie Doyle believes the students and staffs have embraced the mascot of Pretzel Nation.
It encompasses just a spirit of unity and community. The students, they take ownership of that pretzel and they love it.
Doyle says there are numerous theories on where the New Berlin mascot originated.
I have heard there was a pretzel factory here, if that's not true. And so there's been many other stories that go along with that mascot.
Other New Berlin residents believe the legend of the pretzel came from a basketball game in the early 1900s when players were running a certain formation and a reporter noted they were running around like pretzels. Yet another theory is that New Berlin players were tossing pretzels at each other during a game and a reporter later dubbed them as the pretzel throwers. Regardless of the origin of the mascot's name, Chase Creviston, a New Berlin student by day and pretzel mascot by night, says the pretzel is here to stay.
It's a very unique mascot. No one else gets to be it, and we cherish that. The pretzel, it loves to dance. It's hard to look over the pretzel and not see him dancing. It's doing his pretzel moves, it's shaking its salt, and there's nothing better than looking at that pretzel dance. It really gets the crowd going.
The Pretzels will open up their high school football season on the road tomorrow, and they play against North Mac at 7 p.m. You can check out the full story at WYCS.com. The candidates appeared in the same place, 2 hours apart. Dave Dahl reports on how U.S. Senator Dick Durbin and his challenger, State Senator Jim Oberweis, got down on the farm.
When it comes to earmarks, Durbin's a lover. He says the U of I and the Peoria USDA lab are examples.
You and your predecessors came to me with these projects and said we need them for the future of agriculture. And so, no apologies. If we can get back to where I can earmark money to bring it home to Illinois, to make sure our federal tax dollars find their way back to our state, I'm going to continue to do it.
Oberweis is a hater.
Our federal budget is bleeding with deficit and debt that's being immorally piled on our children and our grandchildren. And Dick Durbin's solution is to bring back earmarks.
The man spoke to an Illinois Farm Bureau forum. In Bloomington, this is Dave Dahl.
Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor Paul Vallis says that there will be severe cuts to education if Rauner gets elected to governor. The former Chicago schools chief added that the city schools would lose $882 million in funding. Vallis says these scenarios will happen if Rauner rolls back the state's 5% individual income taxes to 3%. Rauner's campaign contested Vallis's claims, saying that they will fully fund public schools once in office. The GOP camp also accused Governor Quinn of presiding over $500 million in cuts to education since taking over as governor in 2009.
Dawes Family Funeral Homes, for families who care.
Have you made funeral arrangements but are now having second thoughts about the funeral home where you made them? If so, Dawes Family Funeral Home honors pre-arrangements from other funeral homes. If you have an existing contract that you wish to transfer or make other arrangements, no problem. Dawes Family Funeral Home is here.
Dawes Family Funeral Homes, for families who care.
We now have the following death and funeral announcements to bring to your attention this afternoon. Raymond D. McKinley, age 88, of Jacksonville, died Tuesday at Pasadena Area Hospital. Raymond D. McKinley. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Buchanan and Cody Funeral Home in Jacksonville, with burial at Diamond Grove Cemetery. The family will meet friends from 10 to 11 a.m. prior to the service. Bobby Joe Welsh, age 86, of Jacksonville, died Tuesday at her home. Bobby Joe Welsh. Memorial services will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday at Trinity Episcopal Church in Jacksonville. The family will receive friends at the church following the services. Private family committal services will be held at a later date at the Winchester City Cemetery. Rose Mary Russell, age 64, of Murrayville, died Thursday, August 21st, at Heritage Health in Jacksonville. Rose Mary Russell. A celebration of life will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. Saturday at the Dawes Family Funeral Home in Murrayville, with a remembrance speech at 3:30 p.m. Mary Beth K. Conkin, age 95, died Monday at her home. Mary Beth K. Conkin. Ms. Conkin will be cremated and buried next to the remains of her late husband at South Mound Cemetery in Newcastle, Indiana. In accordance with her wishes, the family will host a reception to celebrate Ms. Conkin's life later this fall in Newcastle. David Clark Sechrist, age 55, of Arkansas, and formerly of Jacksonville in Greene County, died Monday at Webster Veterans Home in Arkansas. David Clark Sechrist. Graveside services will be held at 10 a.m. Friday at Pine Tree Cemetery near Patterson. Williamson Funeral Home in Jacksonville is in charge of arrangements.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.